And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
I hope it gets to be roomies.
Okay, thanks for coming. We'll let you know.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Connie, I'm having second thoughts about getting a roommate.
Well, I still think it's a good idea. I mean, what we need is someone like Penny again. Except neater.
Yeah.
And someone who doesn't paint murals on the living room walls at 3 a.m.
Yeah, that'd be helpful. Oh, goody. Another potential roomie. I'll get it. Hi.
Hi! I'm Jillian Marshall, double L Jillian, double L Marshall. It's so nice to meet you. Oh, you must be Jules. Oh, come here. Ah. Oh, Connie told me about you.
And it was all nice things. Hi, I'm Connie.
Hi. Oh. After talking to you on the phone, I feel like we're old friends already. Jules, I love that sweater.
Thanks.
I have one just like it. I bought it at this amazing boutique in L.A.
Coquettas.
You've heard of it? No way. You've been there too? Half my wardrobe is from there.
Well, it's really nice to meet someone with such great taste, Jillian.
Yeah, although you look different than the picture you sent. I wasn't expecting the...
pink hair.
Right, yeah.
I change it all the time. If you don't like it, wait 5 minutes. It'll be different. I was thinking of mauve next.
Oh, well, have a seat.
Thanks. That's kind of my whole philosophy on life. You only live once, so you have to live all your lives in that one life.
Oh, I feel the exact same way.
Right? I mean, if you're not happy doing something, do something else.
Yes.
If you're tired of where you live, move somewhere else. You literally need to grab life by the horns.
Literally?
I guess that explains all the different careers on your application. I mean, a sous chef, surfing instructor, professional line stander.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even put on there that I have my plumber's license and I used to be an assistant producer on a talk show.
Oh,
really? Which one?
Talking It Out with Tina Green. It was local to L.A.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen that.
You know, we couldn't pan down to her feet in the second segments because she always changed out of her heels for flip-flops.
No way.
So, Jillian, what are you planning on doing in Odyssey? You sure can't go back to surfing instructor.
I'm going to open a handmade jewelry shop. Oh, I love designing and creating jewelry.
Well, I love wearing jewelry. We have so much in common, right, Connie?
So much.
Bye!
Bye! Okay, well, that's an easy no.
What? Connie, she cooks, she can fix leaky pipes, she offered to share her wardrobe with me, and she said she'd give you 3 months' rent up front. Sounds like perfect roommate material to me. You don't like her because she misuses the word literally. Is that it?
That literally doesn't help. But really, it's because I'm trying to fill this house with a more mature vibe.
Connie, you still sleep with a stuffed giraffe.
For your information, I used to be just like Jillian.
I would have loved to see you with pink hair.
Well, no, not that. But believe it or not, I once had a reputation for being a little flighty, indecisive, irresponsible, and I've worked hard to overcome that reputation.
That must have been back when you were fun.
Ha ha. Look, we need a person who's consistent and reliable. Trust me. I'm a guardian, which is practically a parent, mm-hmm. which is practically an adult.
Well, fine, Miss Adult. But since you're so mature, you'll have to stop eating cookie dough for breakfast, you know.
I will if you will.
Never mind.
Wait, you don't do commercials?
No, Jay. Wits End doesn't need to advertise. We're busy enough as it is.
But if you did do commercials, you could hire me to be your on-camera talent. Ha ha! Imagine me sitting in a booth, sipping this milkshake, pretending it's really good.
You don't like it? I'll make you a new one.
Stop! No! It's really good. Give it back. I'm only saying, who knows how long I'll be in town, so you should take advantage of it. I'm a fly-by-night, here today, gone tomorrow kind of guy, and you don't want to lose this golden opportunity.
Exactly!
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi, Olivia. Hi, Zoe.
Hi!
And that's exactly how I saved all 12 of their furry little lives. It's a good thing I work out. Oh, hi, Zoe.
And Olivia.
And you.
So, Connie, we really, really need your help.
Yeah. Okay, sure. With what?
With
Live with Olivia and Zoe, our new online talk show.
Oh, catchy. What made you decide to do a talk show?
Well, we figured we're destined for fame.
Yeah.
And this will help us get there.
Where online will you host your show?
Oh, on Club Kid Chat Live. It'll be awesome. In addition to our clever banter and keen insight, we're going to interview local celebrities and experts on different topics.
We'll both host, but we're going to need help with designing the set and setting up the camera and the lighting and all that.
Mm-hmm. And since you've done that kind of thing with BTV, maybe you could help, Connie.
Well, I could, but I might know someone better. I'll ask and get back with you, okay?
Great, thanks.
Oh, now we just need to figure out who our first guest will be.
Okay, fine. Yes, I'll do it.
You? What could we interview you about?
Oh, any number of things. About my days slaving under the scorching sets of Hollywood, the paparazzi chasing after me, the crowds of people begging for my autograph.
I thought you got replaced after a couple episodes because you couldn't act.
I also juggle.
So can my brother.
I can gargle show tunes. I can fit 145 jelly beans in my mouth.
Is that safe?
If you're trained. And I am.
That's kind of interesting.
It is?
We're a new talk show on social media. We have to take what we can get.
Ouch! I'm standing right here.
Sorry, Jay. It's just that we're trying to make our debut a big thing.
Whoa, trust me. I'm unforgettable.
I can vouch for that. I've tried.
Then congratulations on being live with Olivia and Zoe's first guest.
Hi, Connie.
Oh, Jillian. Hey. Did you get my message?
Yes, and that's why I stopped by.
Jillian, I'm really sorry.
No apologies. You have to do what's best for you and your sister. I totally get it. I just wanted to let you know there are no hard feelings, and I also wanted a favor.
Oh, sure. What is it?
You seem to be a girl in the know.
Well.
And I'm needing some help with this whole jewelry biz. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know how to make jewelry, but I know nothing about the business side. Advertising, displaying, marketplacing.
Marketing.
See? You're literally a business genius.
Are you asking for my help setting up your business?
Oh, please. Pretty please.
Okay, how about this? I'll help you market your business if you help a couple of girls I know get their online talk show off the ground. I mean, since you used to be assistant producer on a talk show and all.
Seriously? I'd love to do that.
You would?
Absolutely. I'd do that even if you weren't helping me out.
Great.
But you're still going to help me out, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. And if I ever hear of another place looking for a roommate, I'll let you know.
Oh, thanks. So, here's my business plan.
It's written on a napkin.
Uh-huh. I use both sides.
Great.
Right. So, turn the guest chair closer to the host chairs.
Oh.
We need a good line of sight.
Like this?
Perfect. And add some of the blue and green pillows for a pop of color.
Oh.
And then move that plant to the other side. Better balance.
Well, thanks so much for helping us out, Jillian. This looks a lot better.
My pleasure. I love this kind of thing. I'm just sorry I can't stay for the show. I have a meeting to get to.
Your star has arrived. Where's my green room and my caviar?
Well, we have an off-white room and some croutons left over from my salad.
That'll do. I'll just be over here, doing my vocal exercises. Red leather, yellow leather, red
now,
leather,
yellow
leather.
Now, keep bright and upbeat. If something goes wrong, roll with it. Viewers won't even notice a mistake unless you draw attention to
it. Okay.
Oh, dear. I need to get going. Break a leg. Or, in the talk show world, chip a tooth. But don't really.
No, right. Thanks for all your help.
Yes, thank you so much, Jillian.
Are those vocal exercises or Jay's impression of a dying hippo?
Thank you for the croutons!
He seriously ate my croutons. Welcome to the first ever episode of Live with Olivia
and Zoe! We have a great show planned for you today. Our special guest is Jay Smouse, also known as...
Childhood star, beloved actor, local celebrity, dreamboat extraordinaire, take your pick.
one of the biggest mouths in town.
That wasn't one of your options.
And Jay is going to demonstrate how unbelievably large his mouth is by showing us how many jelly beans he can fit inside it. But please don't try this at home.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's way too dangerous. Only a trained expert like me can pull this off. Okay, maestro, drum roll, please. And jelly bean number one.
Jelly bean number 32.
Yep, 32.
This is taking forever.
And number 33.
33.
34.
Only 50 more to go. I think he's trying to tell us something.
He's choking! Jay, are you choking?
He is! Oh no! What do we do?
Stay calm.
Okay, I'm already doing that.
Okay, call for help. On the phone! Oh. Here, call 911.
Right! It's ringing! What are you doing?
Helping Jay!
By hitting him?
I'm not hitting him. Well, I guess I am. But I'm trying to dislodge!
Okay!
Yes?
My emergency? Right. My guest on my talk show is choking.
Okay, Jay. I need you to stay calm and stand up.
She's whacking him on the back, but he's turning blue. Like,
whoa.
Like, really blue. You need to get here quick.
Where are we?
We're right here.
What?
Don't give up, Jay. Help's on the way. You're on the way, aren't you?
I'm gonna try abdominal thrusts. One, two, three.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Couldn't imagine life without me, could you, Zoe?
Oh, please.
He's okay. He's okay. All right, call off the ambulance. We don't need it after all.
You were hugging me.
I never gave you the address.
It's called the Heimlich maneuver.
You say potato, I say hug.
Okay.
Well, guys, I don't want to watch it again.
Well, you might be the only one. Look at the number of views you have already. Over 200,000.
What? No way. It just happened yesterday.
That's amazing.
What's amazing is you saving Jay's life on your show live.
Oh.
Where did you learn how to do that anyway?
Babysitting class. They teach you everything.
How's Jay doing?
He's fine, but his mom says he's only allowed to eat broth from now on.
Apparently, he wasn't exactly honest about knowing how to do the whole jelly bean thing safely.
Mm.
And speaking of which, a reporter from the local news called and wants to interview Olivia and me on tonight's broadcast.
Wow, exciting.
Exciting for Zoe. I'm not about to embarrass myself again.
Oh, come on. I'm sure a lot of people would have responded like you did, Olivia. It was a scary situation.
Yeah, in which 200,000 people saw me humiliate myself.
Oh, 210,000 now.
Great.
Many of you have seen the online video that's gone viral of the heroic girl who dislodged 34 jelly beans from a choking boy's throat by doing abdominal thrusts on him, effectively saving his life. What you may not have realized is that the kids in the video are from right here in Odyssey. The girls are in the studio with me now. Welcome, girls.
Thanks for having us.
Zoe, you're an inspiration to so many people and a great reminder about the importance of knowing how to help someone who's choking.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad it's helped people.
Your role is lesser known, Olivia, although some may recognize you better as Frantic Girl, as you're referred to in many of the comments.
Yeah, I saw those.
But the American Medical Association has said your role in the video is equally as important.
Really?
Yes. Your actions remind us that it's important to stay calm in an emergency. Zoe, how did you stay so calm while Olivia was so panicked?
Well, I'm kind of used to it. Olivia can be a bit dramatic at times. I just concentrated on helping Jay.
Right on. By the way, Odyssey Middle School will be offering a free first aid class this Friday. You girls have really drawn a lot of attention to this important issue. Nurse Ava Parker will be leading the training. Parker, any relation to you, Olivia?
She's my mom.
Your mom's a nurse, huh? Interesting. Anyway, both of these girls will be on hand at the event for you to meet. I'll be there as well, reporting on this great event. And now, let's turn to the weather with our very own Bob DeFrost. Bob? We're clear. Thanks, girls. See you Friday.
Yep.
Thank you.
Wow, Zoe. Thanks for throwing me under the bus.
What?
Remember?
Olivia can be a little dramatic.
Well, to be honest, you know you can be.
Compared to you, who's practically perfect in every way.
Whatever. Change of topic. We need to decide who to interview on our next show. I was thinking about asking Jules Kendall to talk about fashion.
No, it's up to you. I'm not interested in doing this show anymore.
What? Why?
Because I'm not that interested in hanging out with you anymore.
Jubilant Jillian's jaw-dropping jewelry?
Great name for my business website, huh?
Well, it's kind of long. Shorter is usually better.
See? This is why I need you.
So have you come up with any advertising signage for your booth yet?
I'm still mulling over ideas.
Hi, Connie.
Hi, Jillian.
Hi, Zoe. I saw the interview.
Talk about great publicity for Live with Olivia and Zoe. You'll have a lot of people watching from now on.
There's not going to be any more. Olivia quit.
Why?
She was embarrassed.
Well, the reporter was a little harsh with her.
And she doesn't want to be around me anymore. I don't understand why she can't see the big picture. First off, Jay's life was saved. Second, we wanted to be famous, and we are, faster than we ever hoped or expected. Everyone knows who we are.
Sure, but you're known in a positive way, and she's known in a not-so-positive way.
She needs to take a lesson from the cupcake.
Cupcake? What?
Yeah. With a cupcake, everyone looks at how pretty the cupcake is decorated.
Right.
But the best part of a cupcake is when you bite into it and taste that yummy cream filling inside.
Okay.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Okay, we shouldn't put too much stock in people who only know our frosting. The outside part of us. That's just a small piece of who we are. The people who know what's inside us, those are our friends. Olivia will come around once she sinks her teeth into the cream filling again. And the same will happen to her once people get to know her better, too.
Thanks, Jillian.
Wow. I never knew desserts could be so profound.
Olivia!
Zoe?
What are you doing sitting out here in your mom's car? The first aid class is inside.
I know that. I'm just, keeping watch on the trailer of CPR mannequins. Making sure no one steals one.
Really? Who assigned you that job?
Me. That's the one thing I can do without making a fool of myself. What are you doing out here? You should be inside enjoying your newfound celebrity status.
I came to look for you.
Well, here I am. Bye.
Olivia, I made a mistake.
What do you mean? Saving Jay was a good thing.
No, I mean with you. I should have stood up for you in our interview.
Yeah. You should have.
I'm really sorry. Your friendship means more to me than a million likes online. You know my filling, not just my frosting.
You lost me at the filling part.
It's a compliment. Trust me. Now, how about we go inside?
No.
No?
No, I am not going out in public with you for at least 3 years. Everywhere we go, you'd be the hero and I'd be the loser, so not interested.
I might have an idea that will fix that. Come with me.
Didn't you just hear what I said?
Yep. Which is why now you're gonna save my life.
This is ridiculous!
It will make you the hero. The reporters will be coming out of the event any minute. All they have to do is see you pushing me out of the way of an oncoming vehicle. Once a car comes, I'll walk in front of it.
Are you nuts? Zoe, that's dangerous. What if it were to hit you?
I'll be careful.
There's no way to carefully walk in front of a car. Forget it. I don't want you getting hurt. So our friendship is more important than fame?
Of course it is. I mean, why would you...
Oh, I get it. Listen, everyone will forget the whole Jay thing in a week. Then maybe they'll see you for the wonderful person that I know you are.
You weren't really going to walk in front of a car, were you?
You'll never know. Friends?
Yeah, friends.
Yay!
Oh, here come the reporters. Time to be your charming heroic self.
Not until I give a hug to my best friend.
Oh, thanks, Zoe.
Ah, watch out, watch out!
Jay?
I'll save you! Ah!
And in a surprising coincidence, as a number of reporters, including myself, were leaving a training at Odyssey Middle School that taught life-saving skills, we were witnesses to a student being a lifesaver. This footage from a nearby security camera shows a massive trailer full of CPR mannequins rolling backward down the steep hill toward the entrance of Odyssey Middle School. On the lower left portion of the screen, you see a young man emerge out of the nearby bushes just in time to push the girls out of the way before the trailer hit them in what surely would have been a tragic accident. I was able to speak to the hero himself, Jay Smouse. Jay, what you did was very brave.
Well, yeah. Some people may even call it fearless, gallant, larger than life, epic, and my personal favorite, a superhero for our modern age.
Do you know the girls you saved?
Of course. One's my future wife, and the other is my future wife's maid of honor.
Jay, that's not true.
And here's one
Fine.
Of the young women
Choose
now.
Choose any maid of honor you want.
I'm not your future wife.
I saved
and
your
that's
life
the story here at Odyssey Middle School in
too.
The now interview with
ha!
Two local heroes,
jelly.
Zoe Grant
I saved
and Jay
from a two-ton trailer.
Thanks
you
for
can't
watching.
Call that even.
I can't believe Jay is a hero. We're going to be hearing about this for a long time.
True. But at least Zoe and Olivia are getting along again.
And maybe they'll decide to continue their show after all.
Oh, I hope so. You know, Jillian had some really good advice for Zoe about friendship.
Really? I thought Jillian was too...
flighty. Well, I've been rethinking that. I might have judged her too quickly.
Well, maybe you should tell her. She's coming up the walk right now.
Huh?
Both of her.
Both?
Ta-da! Meet Jillian Marshall. Single Al Jillian, single Al Marshall. The cardboard version.
Nice! But why?
Well, you talked about me working on advertising signage for my booth, so I had this life-size cutout of myself made. I can display the jewelry on her. It's like my first employee, but I don't have to pay benefits.
Oh, great idea.
And certainly an attention-getter.
Thanks. Oh, you've been helping me so much, Connie. I really appreciate it.
Of course. You know, Jules and I were just talking, and we've decided, if you're still interested, we'd love to have you as a roommate.
Oh, I'd love to be your roommate. I mean, I'm literally beside myself with excitement.
Well, not literally.
There are two of her. She actually is beside herself.
Oh, yeah, that works. Well, welcome to the Kendall household, Jillian.
Yep. Oh, thanks.
Oh, yes, I have to get used to these donuts.
Yep, now that she's part of the family.
In 2 Chronicles chapter 1, God appeared to King Solomon and told him to ask for anything he wished, and God would give it to him. Solomon could have asked for anything, riches, honor, long life, or fame, but he didn't. Instead, he asked for wisdom so that he could govern his people well. Because his heart was pure and he wanted only God's best, God granted him incredible wisdom, but God also gave him riches and fame too. More than any king before him or since. See, being famous isn't necessarily a bad thing, but we should seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness. Then all other things will be added to us. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Shame About Fame was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Nathan Jones, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Kelly Stables, Whit Hertford, Shona Kennedy, Natalie Lander, Keith Ferguson, and Emily O'Brien. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.